Interesting enough, they also found circulating cells that had one of the two documented mechanisms of resistance, what used to be called a secondary mutation of T790M. However, I think that perhaps we now understand that this quote-unquote secondary mutation is actually present from the very beginning. And the question is, what percentage of the cancer cells really have that? And if it's a very small percentage, then the patient will have an excellent response to erlotinib, and that response will be quite sustained. On the other hand, if the percentage of cells that already have this resistant mutation is relatively high, then they may not have a very good response, and that response is not likely to be long-lasting. I think that one of the difficulties of molecular targeting therapy based on tissue is that we biopsy one area and we assume that that represents the entire bulk of the patient's disease, and that's probably not true. So obviously, if we can obtain an aggregate of information coming from circulating tumor cells, that would give a much better picture than just performing a biopsy in one area. Another difficulty as well is that, you know, sometimes you have studies where they collect tissue, but it wasn't the biopsy or the surgical specimen at the time of diagnosis 2 or 3 years prior to the development of metastatic disease. Does that really represent the molecular events that are going on now versus the ones that were going on, 2 years before? Perhaps, but probably not.